Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Attitude adjustment. Imagine if 700 years before you were born, there was a prophecy given about you. Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. Or if on the day of your birth, your father said, "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. You will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him." Luke chapter 1, verse 76. This was John the Baptist. With these kinds of announcements and the stamp of approval from God himself, it's really quite astounding how humble John remained. He said, "After me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry." Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. And Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. John chapter 3, verse 30. The confidence that he was God's man for the hour gave John boldness to speak truth to religious leaders, wealthy people, and Roman soldiers. Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 through 12, and Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 20. Yet his humility was almost his undoing. John preached boldly, fulfilling the prophecies that were made about him. But when Jesus came to him to be baptized, John's humility caused him to defer initially. Then Jesus reminded him that his baptism was necessary, quote, "to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented, close quote. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. Whether I am lacking confidence to speak or lead boldly, or lacking humility to let someone else take the lead, I need to return to the Word of God, just as John did. Both his confidence and his humility were balanced by words spoken over him by God. So it must be for you and me too. Confidence without humility, or humility without confidence, can trip me up and cause me to miss out on all that God needs me to do. So my daily prayer must be, "Holy Spirit, may I be sensitive to every correction and adjustment you need to make in me. Illuminate the scriptures that I need to apply to my life that will keep me in a healthy, balanced place." I wrote about this tension between confidence and humility in my book, Shepherd Leadership. This was also the topic of conversation in two interviews I did, which I shared links to in the show notes. Healthy leaders need the proper balance of confidence and humility to keep their leadership in a place that God can use powerfully.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.